Do you ever, does anybody ever do anything with swampland around here?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of swampland in the last 15 years. It's been bulldozed and cleared up and sold in pasture land.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this Bahari grass grows good on that swampy land.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it water stands on it in the spring sometimes, for a good while, it'll, when it do grow, it'll come up and make a good pasture. Really better pasture than highland.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't try to cultivate it, they could, I guess, if anybody knew how to grow rice.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they could plant rice on it, but I never seen a hill. I never seen a hill of rice.
Mm-hmm.
Much less a field.
I wonder where they do. They still grow. Is anybody around here grow any rice at all?
Not that I know of.
I think they grow some in Louisiana, though.
Oh yeah, they grow some. Barley, I guess, grows some.
Uh-huh.
And it could be done here.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got, I expect, 20 acres of land back over here, just an old big, we call it open pond.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a big old flat pond, and it never holds water any deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it'll hold it 6 months like that.
Mm-hmm.
It could be drained out and planted and then have a gate or something to stop it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it'd grow rice because it's black, rich dirt.
Mm-hmm.
No telling how deep.
What would you call black, rich dirt?
Muck, I believe they call it. I know that's what they call it in Florida. Mm-hmm. Muck land.
What kinds of eggs would you have?
You mean eating eggs?
Uh-huh.
Well, we don't have anything but a few chicken, just chicken eggs, hen eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you can have any kind. Of course, people don't eat them, I would think. Duck eggs. Well, now, I used to have guineas.
Mm-hmm.
And they lay a lot of eggs in the spring. We'd eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an old goose or two when I was young, and they'd lay and sit, you know, cover eight, a couple of, just, you know, young.
Mm-hmm.
Playing with, I always was interested in something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got five ducks out there in the pond now, just out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to do nothing with them, just in the pond.
If, what would you call a kind of land that's good for growing crops? If you, whatever kind that it might be, you'd say that it's, how would you describe it? Say it was,
well, all of that land is good farmland, but in other words, it takes more water for sand land, and it takes more fertilizer. Well, it takes it regular for sand land than it do hard. And now our land is got a close, it's a shallow soil land. The clay is close to the top, see?
Mm-hmm.
That keeps it from drying out quicker than that sand land where when the water hits it, it just goes right on.
Mm-hmm.
Like a filter.
Mm-hmm.
And clay, it's all good farmland.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes different amounts of water and work to cultivate it. Clay land, it takes more bigger tractors.
Mm-hmm.
To pull the same plow in the clay dirt and it does sand dirt, loam soil too, and sand.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a male hog if it's been altered?
A bar.
Would you have any sheep around here?
Well, a fellow over here on 27, between Coffin and Bamber's, got a bunch of sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You call a goat or sheep, it's been altered or weather. Of course, you call a cow, steer.